is 7:34. I'd like to go ahead and call the Arizona Board of Psychologists Examiners Application Review Committee to order. Ms. Folks, could you do the roll call, please?
Yes, Madam Chair. Dr. Malott?
Here.
Dr. Meyer?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Okay. I see we have one applicant on the line. If you don't mind just waiting, we'll get to you really quick within like 3 minutes, Dr. McConnell. So we'll just follow the agenda for now. Is that okay with you?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let's go to one second. Too many screens. It's like your messy desk. That's what screens have become. Don't you agree?
Gets confusing. I do need to note out, Madam Chair, that I need to recuse myself from the very last case, Rick Cruz. I work with him at ASU, so.
Okay. We'll just move that then to the full board review there. That one is a universal recognition, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, okay, found the agenda. I had it and I lost it. Okay, we did the roll call. Good. We moved to item number 3, discussion, consideration, and possible action on psychology applications. Our very first case is requesting approval to sit for the EPPP. We have one candidate, Charlotte Urino. Right now, she's only being considered for part one requiring approval to sit for that. She is a graduate from the U of A. She completed an APA PIC internship. She's in school psych. I didn't have any problems with her application.
Nor did I.
Okay. So I'll make the motion to approve Dr. Urino to sit for the EPPP.
Seconded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We can move to item number B, requesting approval to sit for the EPPP and licensure. Our first application is Bonita Sir. Dr. Meyer, do you want to do a...
Thank you. Dr. Sir graduated from University of Arizona in the clinical psych program, which is APA approved, completed just over 1,000 hours of pre-internship, practicum at 3 different locations. She had a verification and training plan for all 3 of those. She completed an APA-approved internship at Syracuse VA. had references. I didn't see any problems with this one.
Okay, me too. Next one is Lori Shirk. She is a PsyD student from Argosy, the former Argosy. She is a reapplication, she has been reviewed by the full board. I looked at her previous app briefly. I didn't see any problems.
Nor did I.
Okay.
Next is Lourdes Smith, graduated from the ASU School Psychology Program. Was not APA accredited, but the classes looked good. Completed 2,000 hours of an APA internship in Scottsdale School District, and 2,000 hours postdoc at an elementary school. Had the verification and training plan and references. Everything looked good to me.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of question that not APA. I know they closed their program down, but you'd think the APA would have extended for all the graduates, you know, but I don't know that for sure. But regardless, she meets the requirements. I thought I need to ask Dr. Katarina that. Because it was an APA approved program at one point, but I didn't know if you knew. But next one is our applicant who's on the phone right now. And thank you for joining us, Dr. McConnell. You have a degree from PhD clinical psych from the U of A, and you're submitting internship hours because an APA approved site. You also submitted pre-internship hours that total to more than 1,000. So we have the 3,000 hours of supervised professional requirement, experience requirements. Everything else looked good. And we will approve you to sit for the ECCC Part 1. And upon passing that, you will sit for the ECCC Part 2. And hope and if all goes well, your application will be approved for licensure. I had no questions, Dr. Myers.
Nor did I.
I just wanted to know if U of A had a class going on and all their students are eligible. We've had so many U of A apps. So I was just curious with the number of U of A apps that we received in this cycle, way more than the average. So, but Dr. Smith, we just approved your app to go for sitting for the ECCC and licensure, so we had no questions. You're welcome to both stay on Friday, no, next Friday. The full board will vote on your applications. It is a consent item, so it's really up to you if you want to be there, but generally speaking, it goes, you know, it's a consent item and the full board, unless they have questions, should approve it. But thank you all for being here in case we had questions. And after next Friday, you will hear from the board regarding your applications. So all the best, and please feel free to come back to our meetings. We have exciting meetings. So especially the full
thank
board.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Next one is, that's you. Go ahead, doctor.
Next is Dr. Jacobson. This is a reapplication. Did not pass the ECCC the first time. So the application's already been reviewed, but graduated from Midwestern, submitted pre-internship and internship hours. I did not see any issues.
Okay. We did have somebody else join the meeting. It's a 480 number. Do you want to identify yourself? Okay. Okay. Next one is Lily Hammer. Doctoral student, doctoral candidate, she got her degree from the University of Arizona in school psych, did her pre-doc at Avondale, post-doc at Cartwright, all of her supervised experience looked in good order. I didn't see any problems with the application.
Nor did I. Okay. Next one is Dr. Poor. This is a reapplication. She passed the ECCC Part 1, but did not pass the Part 2, and so reapplying to take Part 2. Graduated from Argosy, submitted, and so her application's been previously reviewed, but she completed pre-internship and internship hours in the school system. I didn't see any problems.
I had a question for Ms. Folks. Is this our first ECCC Part 2 non-passing?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Madam Chair?
No, this is the first time I've seen a re-app for Part 2 only. I was just wondering if this is our first.
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's I was interested in seeing the score report, but it wasn't included in the app. So that would be.
It should be at the front of the file.
Oh, it should be.
It was
okay. Maybe I missed it.
Close to passing.
Mm-hmm. I was curious how it looks. So. Oh, it doesn't look much different. That's why I didn't think it was Part 2. Uh-huh. It's the same format. Okay. Do you want to make a motion, Dr.?
Oh, yes. I'll make a motion that we move all of the applicants under Part B to the full board for approval for ECCC and licensure.
I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We will go to item number C. This is requesting approval of supervised experience for licensure. We only have one candidate, Melissa Corks. Melissa is just submitting her postdoc for completion and verification. Her postdoc hours look good. She has an agreement. Her hours match our requirements. So at this point, I would like to make a motion to approve her supervised experience for licensure.
Seconded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will move to item D, 3D, requesting approval of licensure by waiver. We have our first candidate. Do you want to go ahead?
Yep. Dr. Rosio, submitting for waiver. She already had a temporary license that was granted in October of 2020. So she is in under the date that would not need to take the ECCC Part 2. She passed ECCC Part 1 in March of 21. So again, hers has already been reviewed, but graduated from Midwestern, completed an APA internship at Southwest Behavioral Health, and a postdoc at Midwestern's training clinic. Had references. Everything looked good to me.
I agree. Next one is Alyssa Beard. And she is also a holder of a temporary license and has completed all her requirements, her pre-doc, post-doc. She has a 3,000 hours. And I had trouble finding her ECCC scores. So I'm going to look again. I'm going to go really slow this time. Do we have that, Ms. Folks?
Madam Chair, yes, we do. I apologize that it's not in the file. Let me get that for you, and okay. I'll put it up momentarily.
Okay. The next one is, I guess it's you.
Yes.
The tough one. Yeah.
Giella. Applying for waiver with over 10 years of being licensed in California. Graduated from Ryokan College in California, which is not APA accredited, and there were several problems with his coursework. He did not meet the requirements for the ethics, research, or cognitive affective categories. And then internship hours, and so since it's over 10 years of licensure, the postdoc hours are waived, but there were potential issues with the internship hours as well. He graduated on July 31st, 2007, but the hours he's reporting span from 2005 to 2008, and so it's difficult to tell which of those were practicums versus internship and that they were continuing past graduation. So the way his internship hours look right now, it doesn't look like they meet our requirements. In addition, there weren't two supervising psychologists at the last place. So I saw issues with both his coursework and his internship. And then finally, there was a past DUI, but that was
a long time ago.
Yeah, quite some time ago. So I didn't see any concern there. But Did not think that his application meets the requirements at this point, but I would think that he could just go through universal recognition because he is currently licensed in California.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. This is a bachelor's, so that doesn't count. I had to print his transcript. I was just trying to, because it was in the opposite direction. It was really hard to figure out. So yeah, he has so many requirements. And the other thing that I noticed with his application, and this is more, you know, notes for you, Ms. Folks, is he didn't do a good job representing his transcript. For example, his psychology, ethics, and law that he took is a 3-quarter credit class, not a 1, but he writes 1 on the form. When I look at his transcript, it's 3. Regardless, it doesn't meet the requirement because you need 5 if you're using a 1/4 credit. But then I looked at his master's. So that was his master's. So he has 3 there. And then he has, which he could count because it looks like it was a master's in psychology. And then he does another ethics for 1. So technically he has 4. And maybe he passed a comm. So I think we need to give him the standard letter that his coursework doesn't meet. He can submit additional requirements or complete the form more accurately, because I see 4, but I don't know whether the Ryokan College, Ms. Folks, I didn't see the back page of it. And so I don't know whether it was 1/4 credits or, I don't think I have the back page, so I couldn't tell whether it was 1/4 credits or semester credits. And the back page is what one needs, and that wasn't copied for the Ryokan College. So that's one issue. Dr. Myers, you mentioned, well, research design only has 3. And when I look at, he did selected research issues in adult development. He did, he has some courses that he could use from his master's program and include it if it meets the criteria, maybe include the, at least the catalog description. So approach to research design, Psych 615. Anyway, there's so many problems with his application that and then he talks about Psych 615, but I'm not seeing it on, okay, I do see it. So that's a 3 credit. And then he has another research class in his master's. So one, the letter needs to say that he needs to, you know, he doesn't meet it for research. He doesn't meet it for ethics. I guess he does group fine, individual treatment modalities is fine, and cognitive, 2, he doesn't meet it. So he would need to submit additional evidence that he has taken additional classes, that he, you know, is part of other graduate training, or he can submit evidence for comms for 2 areas. In addition, of course, the internship, which is harder to fix. Because uni has 1 supervisor, so that doesn't meet the requirement. He has to complete the 1500 hours within a 24-month period. So he needs to provide evidence that he's done 1500 hours within a 24-month period. And needs two supervisors on site. You know, his hours looked okay, the breakdown of individual group supervision, I thought. Anyway, so those are the problems. I think in his letter, you can also say, or he may wish to consider seeking licensure to universal recognition. Is that good?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. The third, the last candidate is Sherry Kraft. Just a small disclosure. I do know Sherry from way back when she was in the master's program at NAU, but I've had no contact with her in the last, other than her appearances at the board meetings. So I'm fine with proceeding with her application. Sherry Kraft finished her doctoral degree in counseling psych at Washington University. She did her pre-doc and her post-doc. She meets all of the requirements for the taking the approval of licensure by waiver and is not required to take the EPPP as per our November board decision. Any additions, Dr. Myers?
Well, the APA accreditation for the school says that it went inactive in 2016, and she graduated in 2018.
I know they've discontinued it. They've closed down their program, but I thought everyone who graduated was still. Let me go to her application, her transcript. When did she graduate, you said?
2018.
So what does inactive mean?
That they were closing out the program, but...
So is it still considered accredited? But see, the word accredited is still there. Accredited, but inactive. It's kind of like accredited, like, you know, our combined program, because it's a new program, it's accredited and it's contingent.
Right.
But according to APA, that is still considered an accredited program.
Right.
So, but it's not full, you know. Okay. Even accredited probation still counts as accredited.
Okay. That works for me then. I didn't have any other concerns about it.
Okay, I'll make the motion that
can we, so there was another application.
We cannot discuss that application.
Okay.
Because it's not on the agenda. Was it just on the folder, Ms. Folks?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure.
Dr. Chong, Shiquin Stephanie Chong.
Oh, I thought I had taken that down. I apologize. That one is incomplete.
Okay, because I had lots of questions on her application, but I figured it was just uploaded by,
it was incorrect. Okay. Madam Chair, committee members, the EPPP score for Dr. Beard,
we can't see scores, right?
It's uploaded.
Okay.
Is it part of the same application?
It's uploaded separately, but I did label it with the agenda item number.
So I have to refresh my screen. Okay. Was it Alyssa Beer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, so to make a motion to approve Dr. Rosio, Dr. Beard, and Dr. Kraft to the full board for approval of licensure by waiver, and move Dr. Giella to basically request more information. Do I hear a second?
Seconded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. We can move to the next category by licensure by credential.
And Dr. Maddox is applying by credential with the board. Board certified credential. He's been licensed in New York since 2009, and New Jersey since 2011. Graduated from Indiana State University. Completed an APA approved internship program. I didn't see any problems with this application.
Me too. Do you want to make a motion?
I'd make a motion to move Dr. Maddox to the full board for approval for licensure by credential.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We move to the last category, which is approval by universal recognition. We are only doing Dr. Zlopinski. I've been playing with that name, but I think the C is silent. Zlopinski. Dr. Zlopinski is applying by universal recognition. I didn't see any problems with his application, and he submitted DMV information for Arizona, residency information, and unless you have a problem, I will make the motion to approve him through universal recognition and send his application to the full board.
No problems, and seconded.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We will move Dr. Cruz to the full board. We don't need to take a motion on that since we don't have a quorum on his application. And then we will move to number four, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding new website changes relative to the EPPP and psychologist applications. Do I turn it over to you, Ms. Pakenham?
Yes, I can do just a quick summary and explanation for why this item is on the agenda. The previous ARC meeting, Madam Chair, you and Dr. Malott were on that rotation, and together you had an opportunity to look at the webpage and give feedback to staff. But this is the first opportunity, I believe, that Dr. Meyer has had to look at the content and give us his impressions. So we're also hoping that we're going to be able to augment that page, that content, with additional information from ASPPB, and anxiously awaiting updates from that organization so we can provide more resources to our applicants applying by examination.
And do you have a link for that?
If you go to the board website, psychboard.az.gov, and then hover over applying for licensure menu tab, You can see the third option is EPPP, examination for professional practice in psychology.
Yeah, I see that. I'm on there. Article 2. So we have the ASPPB site, their handbook, FAQs, this is very good because how to do testing accommodations, extension of time, the one you do have this information on the first page, Ms. Pakenham, on the about page, but maybe we should add it on that page too, because some people may go straight to this page. Mm-hmm. And we could add the, where did I see it? I just saw it. The thing on application fee waivers. Mm-hmm. So people, if they do need assistance.
Madam Chair, committee members, the if you go to the main psychologist application page, that has the application fee waiver link, and information and the download under
the form.
Yeah, I've got it.
Where is that?
That's on the psychologist applications page.
Oh, okay. Please note table of contents. Oh yeah, I see that. Very nice. So I know we do periodic communications with our licensees, and it came up in a conversation. They said, "Oh my gosh," they were just kind of complaining about all the fees, and I said, "We do have a waiver." And people were not aware of it. So, but of course, they haven't looked at our website. So.
Yes, and Madam Chair, Dr. Meyer, one of the resources that I think everyone is really anxious to see are the part two sample items that, according to ASPPB, they're still coming soon. We have invited Dr. Turner to come and provide to the board meeting and provide an overview of the ECCC, share some data. We'd hoped that would happen next week, but we need to push that to February and possibly March because they still don't have enough data that they feel comfortable, reporting out to anyone at this time. So we just have to be patient, I think, a little while longer to have that information.
So at one of the psych board meet, the ASPPB meeting in Utah, Salt Lake City, so that must have been right before the pandemic, there was a PowerPoint presentation on the ECCC part two, and that is public information. Mm-hmm. Wondering if you can just put that PowerPoint, because it has a few sample items as part of the PowerPoint, And I refer to that whenever I'm asked about the part two. I remember, there's about five sample items, and I'm wondering whether we could locate that. It should be on the ASPPB website. You know how they send us a link to all the presentations. Mm-hmm. So it was before your time, I think, Heidi, but that might be something to include in the meantime.
Okay, very good.
And I recall finding some sample questions as well that ECCC or ASPPB had a some kind of document on their website, and there weren't a whole bunch, but there was one. I'm struggling to find that right now, but I know that there was a little bit of material. And so I think that would be good to have a direct link to it.
Oh, Madam Chair, Dr. Meyer, I'm looking at the candidate handbook, and in the appendix, it looks like it's on page 37, they have sample part two skills questions. So let me jump to that page.
Oh, good. There's a video here, too. I found it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a video, and come on, play it. Yeah, this will automatically play. So did you see the video?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe we can just put it as a, like pull it out of the handbook and just put it directly as a link.
Yeah, I think it needs to be more prominent.
Yeah.
It's really buried in the handbook.
I've been sharing accurate information. Good. I just said, you're interviewing somebody who's depressed. You have to pick a diagnosis. It's very clinically oriented.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So this is a really good one.
Every time I talk to my parents on the phone, they
bring it up. Curious that it isn't highlighted more prominently on the ASP.
I really like her.
Do you want to see my screen?
I see a future with her, so I just wish my parents would see past it.
Do you see it?
I don't know what to do.
Yep.
And then you choose. This would be really good just to give people you have this link, or should I send it to you?
Oh, no, we have it, yes. So we can definitely pull that out and make it more prominent.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah. Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you for being so helpful to our applicants and doing this additional work, which I know is, you know, a service rather than a requirement. So I appreciate that. And I know our applicants will.
Madam Chair, Ms. Folks really does put a lot of thought and effort into crafting content for especially that section of our webpage. So she deserves credit for that.
Well, thank you, Ms. Folks. We really, really appreciate it. And yes, so thank you so much.
Madam Chair, committee members, I am really grateful you came up with the suggestion because I hadn't thought of it myself, but once you did, it has saved me hours of responses to questions because I can just send them the links to these, and it is really helpful for our already approved candidates as well for the instructions for the extensions and accommodations. We've had one applicant who was she's not on the agenda yet. It's not complete, but she was asking how to request accommodations after she was already approved. And I was able to just send her directly to that page, and it had everything she needed. She didn't need to ask any other questions, and she was able to follow it. I followed up with her asking if she had any further suggestions. And her one suggestion was to add it to the application itself. Links to these pages. And I've also begun including them with the approval letter and a few other emails that I send out on a regular basis so that they have access to these resources. So hopefully word will get around that these are available.
Okay. Well, thank you, Kathy. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ms. Galvin, for being here. And Kathy, for all your work in putting the applications together. And thanks, Heidi. So, and thank you, Dr. Meyer, for, I always enjoy doing meetings with you. It's quick and efficient, so.
Same.
Okay, we move to the next time. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
New agenda items.
Oh, new agenda, sorry. New agenda, do you have new agenda items, Dr. Meyer?
Nope.
Okay. Then we will jump to the next item.
I would make a motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion approved. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
See you next week.
See you.